Bible Line, Bible Line. Hear God's Word on Bible Line. Hear God's truth on Bible Line.
Welcome to Bible Line with Dr. Ralph Yankee Arnold, pastor of Calvary Community Church in Tampa, Florida, clearly declaring the gospel of Jesus Christ through the radio and the internet. Your regular prayers and monthly support make it possible for Bible Line to continue on the air. You can reach us toll-free at 1-800-576-3771. Online donations may be made by clicking on the donations link on the BibleLineMinistries.org homepage. We pray that you will enjoy our commitment to the clear gospel of Jesus Christ and that today's concluding message of this teaching will be a blessing to you and your family.
You've heard of a guy named Daniel Webster, also Noah Webster, but this is what he said. If there is anything in my thoughts or style to recommend, the credit is due to my parents for instilling in me an early love of the Scriptures. If we abide by the principles taught in the Bible, our country will go on prospering and to prosper. But if we and our posterity neglect its instructions and authority, no man can tell how sudden a catastrophe may overwhelm us and bury all our glory in profound obscurity. We have allowed our children to be educated by humanist educators, for the most part. Now, there's some good teachers here and principals there, now, but for the overall most part, our children are being educated in a humanistic philosophy. By the very fact that in majority of schools, we have the teaching of evolution. Evolution is a religion of the atheist. An atheist can't believe in creation because that requires a creator. So the only other alternative is we got here by a lot of little accidents and mutations. You know, gases coming together. Next thing you know, you got some blob floating around in the ooze of the Nile. And so from a one-celled amoeba, we have developed into what we are today. And they don't believe in a God. They're humanistic. Everything revolves around man. And they have taken our children. And it doesn't matter. You can take them to church on Sunday, and they will get maybe an hour of Bible teaching and 5 days of humanistic philosophy. And you think that it's not going to make a difference in our country how they think and how they feel and what they want to accomplish with their life? Noah Webster said this, "The principle of all genuine liberty and of wise laws and administrations are to be drawn from the Bible and sustained by its authority. The man, therefore, who weakens or destroys the divine authority of that book may be accessory to all the public disorders which society is doomed to suffer." And the people that have knocked the Bible and knocked Christianity and don't want God or the Bible in our schools, have nothing to do with it, rewrite history, change everything, is accessory to all the public disorders which society is doomed to suffer. Because, see, it's not in man that walketh to direct his steps. That's why we need a Savior. That's why we need the indwelling of the Holy Spirit to help us to do the things that God wants us to do in order to love like we ought to. And so because they don't have the Spirit of the Lord, they have to pass more laws, and more laws means more freedoms that you and I are going to lose. And so every time the Congress gets together, they are passing some law that takes away some of your rights and your freedoms. I don't like what I see coming in America. Let me read this to you because this is so good. Some of you know all this stuff, but there's probably some of you that never get this. You say, what's this got to do with the Bible? If you read this Bible, you'll find out the Bible talks an awful lot about government, All the way through, it's about government, 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 government. And the role that we're supposed to play in government. And how government affects our life. It was Paul who knew and understood the law that says, I appeal unto Caesar. Why did he do that? Because he knew the law. He said, I'm freeborn. I've got rights. That's why he wound up in Rome. You ever heard of a guy named Paul Harvey? He said this. A Reverend Joe Wright, pastor of the Central Christian Church in Wichita, before the Kansas State Legislature. Now, this guy had some gall. He had some intestinal fortitude, if we call it. Anyway, he had to pray. And in his prayer, did he unload. And when he did, people got up and says that when he finished, three members jumped to their feet and indignantly shouted, he can't talk like that. Another one says that it was gross and divisive, sanctimonious, overbearing. Another guy named Daly in the Senate called it blasphemous, ignorant, and others in the chamber agreed and were very upset because of what this pastor had to say. Even though it was almost 20 years ago, listen to what he said. He prayed, Heavenly Father, we come before you today to ask your forgiveness and to seek your directions and guidance. You have any problem with that so far? They did. We know your word says, woe to those who call evil good. But that's exactly what we have done. We have lost our spiritual equilibrium and inverted our values. We confess that we have ridiculed the absolute truth of your word in the name of moral pluralism. We have worshipped other gods and called it multiculturalism. We have endorsed perversion and called it alternative lifestyle. We have exploited the poor and called it a lottery. We have neglected the needy and called it self-preservation. We have rewarded laziness and called it welfare. In the name of choice, we have killed our unborn. In the name of right to life, we have killed abortionists. We have neglected to discipline our children and called it building esteem. We have abused power and called it political savvy. We have coveted our neighbor's possessions and called it taxes. We have polluted the air with profanity and pornography and called it freedom of expression. We have ridiculed the time-honored values of our forefathers and called it enlightenment. Search us, O God, and know our hearts today. Try us and show us any wicked way in us. Cleanse us from every sin and set us free. Guide and bless these men and women who have been sent here by the people of Kansas and who have been ordained by you to govern this great state. Grant them your wisdom to rule and may their decisions direct us to the center of your will. I ask in the name of your Son, the living Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, he got raked over the coals for such. But did you know in the founding of this country and all the colonies, they all believed this. Almost every one of the states, I should say all of the states in America, give recognitions to the Lord God Almighty about what this country is founded for and of individual states. But lo and behold, we've had something taken change in our country little by little. That is a shame. I had an incident that took place up in Georgia. Any of y'all here ever heard of the CLA, Christian Law Association? Some of y'all have. Years ago, I came down here and I had the opportunity of giving devotion for them. And so I got a chance to meet a few of them. And I became the pastor up there in Athens, Georgia. Well, there just happens to be a guy that was up there, James Hunter, who was on the Oconee County School Board. And him and a lady named Kay Shepherd was on the board, and they didn't like the idea of evolution being taught in the county. So they wanted an alternative. And they want to have something about creation. They're on the board. Their opinion. You think, well, everybody ought to have the freedom of education. Let them hear both sides. No, when you're an evolutionist, you don't want those kids to hear the other side. You don't want to hear that. So anyway, this guy, he contacted me, and he asked me, he says, would you be interested in helping me? I said, I'll do anything I possibly can. So anyway, I was contacted by CLA, and you ever heard of a guy named Ken Ham? Ken Ham has the creation thing that's up there, a big museum and so on. And anyway, they wanted to come to our church, and so they needed a place. I said, fine. But what I did is I got very interested. A few years back, Michael Adams, who is the president of the University of Georgia, through his office, they asked me if I would go to the University of Georgia. They were having this great big dinner, and they had a lot of the legislators there, and so I got a chance to sit up on the platform there with all these big shots, you know, and I'm sitting down here on this end, and I didn't even know who was sitting on the side to me. I didn't know some of these people. But anyway, they were politicians and all that. And so I enjoyed my meal, got a chance to shake hands with a few of the important people, and I gave a prayer. I felt ashamed of myself. I didn't pray like this guy did. I just gave a little prayer for the food. But anyway, I got a nice little letter from Michael Adams, and I started doing some digging. So I went down to the law library, and I asked him, I said, I want to see the original charter of the University of Georgia. So they says, we don't know where it is. I says, the original charter, you know, when the founding fathers got together and they made this document, it had to go through the legislature in Atlanta. I says, there's got to be an original document. Lo and behold, they kept searching, and it was upstairs in an attic, some back papers, and they finally found a copy of it. It was nowhere anybody could find it, but I found one. And I got it, and I even made a copy of it. And it just blew my mind to know how these guys were thinking. Because this was one of the first universities in the country. Especially in Georgia, it was the first. So I read it. And I made some copies. And this is what it, listen to this. As it is the distinguishing happiness of free governments, that civil order should be the result of choice, not necessity. And the common wishes of the people become the laws of the land. Their public prosperity and even existence very much depends upon suitably forming the minds and morals of their citizens. In other words, you want to have a good country? You got to educate the people. And they got to know what standards to have, what to believe. Understanding our founding documents. To be able to think and the reason to relate, to record, to understand how to make wise decisions. Then he says, when the mind of people in general are viciously disposed and unprincipled and their conduct disorderly, a free government will be attended with greater confusion and with evils more horrid than the wild, uncultivated state of nature. It can only be happy when the public principles and opinions are properly directed and their manners regulated. This is an influence beyond the stretch of laws and punishment. In other words, laws can't make people like this. This is what I was talking about in Sunday school. And what they had is similar to all the universities and colleges that were founded at the beginning of this country. And get what he said. This is an influence beyond the stretch of laws and punishment and can be claimed only, and they use the word religion, but I believe that the word religion is not necessarily a bad word if we can refer to it as true Christianity. But he says, only by religion and education. It should therefore be among the first objects of those who wish well to the national prosperity to encourage and support the principles of religion and morality, and early to place the youth under the forming hand of society, that by instructions, they may be molded to the love of virtue and good order. Now, they that started this country and was instrumental and started many of the universities and colleges, and some of these great men served on the Supreme Court. They served in the legislature. They were men of character. And they established these places, and it was for the purpose of educating them concerning Christianity. So how do you know it was Christianity? I knew you was going to say that. So I'm going to show you. He makes this statement. This country, in the times of our common danger and distress, found such security in the principles and abilities which wise regulations has long or before established in the minds of our countrymen. So what was in the minds of our countrymen that started the country, they wanted to take that and put it into the minds of the next generation in order to secure the country. And then he says that our present happiness joined to pleasing prospect should conspire to make us feel ourselves under the strongest obligation to form the youth, the rising hope of our land, to render the like glorious and essential service to our country. And this is what he says in the ninth thing on page 10 of the Georgia Review. All officers appointed to the instruction and the government of the university, so all officers, people that teach, and those that rule, the trustees, all these, shall be of the Christian religion. Not any religion, the Christian religion. And then they state this: the trustee shall not exclude any person of any religious denomination whatsoever from free and equal liberty and advantages of education, or from any of the liberties, privileges, and immunities of the university in his education. In other words, all the board members and all the instructors had to be of the Christian religion, but anybody from anywhere could come and be educated by those who believe in Christianity. Now, if it is unconstitutional today, blessed be God, why wasn't it unconstitutional at the founding of these universities? Because it was not unconstitutional. It is not wrong to teach about Christ. That's how they plan to preserve this country. And we have allowed people to come along and tell them, you can't do that. Oh, you can't do that. And why not? That's why it was founded, so that we could. Anyway, I wanted to read this one statement to you. There was to be no religious test of any sort imposed upon prospective students. Indeed, one of the paragraphs of the charter provided, the trustee shall not exclude any person. And then he says, at the same time, it was provided in another section of the charter that all officers of instruction or administration of the university should be of the Christian religion. That's in the founding. Now, I wonder why it was hid back in some documents and nobody can find a copy of it. Because, see, they don't want these things out. Just like they don't want to teach the kids today our true understanding and the intent of the Constitution, because they might lose the control of the kids. And that's what they consider to be their voting power, their blocks coming up that gives them power. Because, you see, they'll be like little animals. They can't think. They can't reason. Most adults today can't. All they look at is the government owes me. Give me, give me, give me, give me, give me. I think it was Patrick Henry says, give me liberty or give me death. Next generation says, give me liberty. Next generation just says, give me. When they had asked me about holding the meeting up there with the CLA, they're on radio all over the United States. There was a guy that works for the University of Georgia. When they made this statement on the board about what they wanted to do. Well, they had some people that were very upset that teach at the University of Georgia. And this is what he says. Enough is enough. Oconee County School Board members James Hunter and James K. Shepherd are an embarrassment to the school system and to Oconee County, as again has been demonstrated by their recent efforts to require the teaching of so-called creation science. Neither appear to have the slightest notion of what evolutionary biology is all about. Having studied, taught, and researched evolutionary biology for over 30 years at the university level, I can at least claim some knowledge of the field. Teachers have enough problems in today's school environment without having the stress and pressures placed upon them by poorly informed school board members. Both should resign immediately. Anyway, he goes on down here and says a few things. So, I wrote him a letter to the editor. Can I read it to you? This is what I wrote. Now remember, I'm a nice guy. Samuel B. Jones, that wrote that letter, asked for a responsible clergy to comment on decisions of the Oconee County School Board members concerning the Creation magazine being placed in the library. My comments are in response to your article on the editorial page. First of all, I was there. I thought all the board members were very kind, gracious, and informative in their remarks. I believe it is a shame to intimidate or humiliate Hunter or K. Shepherd just because their views are different from yours. Has it become a requirement for all board members to adhere to the theory of evolution? Secondly, your article assumes that only people holding the view of evolution are dedicated, intelligent, and educated, and that all others are self-serving, insulting, uneducated, embarrassing, and have no intestinal fortitude to speak out or to take a stand like you. Thirdly, since you are an instructor in evolution at the University of Georgia, perhaps you should get a copy of the founding charter of the UGA. It was written by the representatives of the state of Georgia in General Assembly. I quote, all officers appointed to the instruction and government of the university shall be of the Christian religion. Would you have recommended that these founders immediately resign for believing the same thing that James Hunter and K. Shepherd believe? Didn't you know that the president who took office on June the 15th, 1819, was a preacher of the Christian faith named Reverend Moses Waddell? This charter also states that the UGA was for the purpose of forming the minds and morals of their citizens, and that this was possible only by religion and education. Doesn't seem like our founding fathers ever intended for there to be a separation of God, morality, or the Christian religion from education, does it? Since I accepted your challenge, I would like to challenge you to get a copy of the original charter of the UGA. If you cannot agree with it and uphold it, you should do as you have recommended to James Hunter and K. Shepherd by resigning immediately. So, some things just makes my blood boil. And by the way, if you're here this morning and you believe in evolution, it ain't true. And I will be speaking on that coming up very soon, because I believe the Bible. I believe in creation. And this country that we say we so love was done by those who believed in this book. And they say the only way you can preserve this country is by teaching people this book. And that's why the colleges and universities were started, to educate the people. And the people that came out of those places, they were preachers of the Christian faith. Now, I believe we ought to get back to it. If we want a revival in this country, it's going to be because we went back to this. We've lost our direction because we strayed away from our source. And that happens in people's lives. A man and a woman get married and, love. And then they start drifting away. And it happens in churches. You can come here this morning and say, you know what, he's the greatest preacher in the world. Now, I'm not going to argue with you. But you know, in about a week or two, if I say something that offends you, all it takes is one thing. You'll forget about those 99 good things that I say. Well, he said that, and I'll never forgive him for that. Ain't got a chance. So, thanks for being here today. But before you leave, I got just one little other item I want to mention to you. Look up here. You said, we didn't teach nothing much about the Bible. Everything I talked about was about the Bible. It's because of my knowledge in the Bible, I can read different articles and pull things together. And if you listen to what I'm saying, they'll make sense. It's to help our people. I don't want us to become slaves down the road. But look up here. This is you and me. This wallet represents sin. We all have sin on it. Now God, He says He loves us. Now, He hates our sin, but He loves us. But since we've all sinned, we're all condemned. And everybody does things wrong. I remember one day I did something wrong. But God says He loves us and doesn't want us to go to hell. He wants us to go to heaven. To go to heaven, you have to be perfect, as righteous as God. None of us are perfect. We've all sinned. We've all come short of God's perfection. So the Bible says that you and I, we need a Savior. And God says you can't save yourself. It's not your good works that get you to heaven. Going to church and giving money and all those things won't get you to heaven. This hand represents Jesus Christ. He's the Lord. God in the flesh. Came into the world because He loves us, hates our sin because it separates us from Him. So Christ took the sin, paid for it on the cross, came back again from the dead. Said if we'll believe that He did it for us, He'd put that payment to our account and we get to go to heaven on what Jesus Christ did. That's good news. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, won't go to hell, but have everlasting life. He said, if you believe this, these things have I written unto you that believe, that you may know that you have eternal life. I know I have eternal life. He said, he that believeth on me hath, present and hath, right now, hath everlasting life. If you believe it, you have something. What do you have? Everlasting life. You say, well, I believe it. Do you have eternal life? Well, I don't know. Then you don't believe it. If you believe it, you got it. And you say, how do I know when I really believe? When you can say you got it. You can't say you got it, you don't believe it. You understand what? That's how simple the Bible is. The best news in the world. Let's pray, shall we? With every head bowed and every eye closed and no one looking around. If you're here this morning and you've never trusted Christ as your Savior, I can't save you, nor can the church. But Jesus Christ can. He is the Lord. He is God in the flesh. You can't make a mistake this way. Only the true and living God knows who you are, knows what you've done. He's the one that sent His Son to pay for everything you've ever done. And if you'll trust Him, He'll save you and give you eternal life as a gift. I pray that you'll trust Him. It's a sign of good judgment. A person has to be a fool to turn down a free gift. And I pray you'll be wise. So with heads bowed and eyes closed and no one looking around, if you will trust Christ as your Savior this morning, I'd like to know it. I'd like to have prayer for you. So I'm going to ask you to let me know by simply slipping your hand up real quick and put it right back down. Is there anyone at all? And what I'll say, yes, I will trust Christ as my Savior. And I'd like you to pray for me. Our Father, we do thank You so much for the privilege we have to live here. And Father, we pray Your hand to be upon those that are in Washington that make decisions that affect all of our lives. You say for us to pray for our leaders and that they'll be wise and do right so that we can live a quiet and peaceful life. And that's what we want. We ask now Your blessings upon this person here. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
It's time to make plans for the summer. Join us for summer camp, July 9th through the 13th in Fitzgerald, Georgia. At summer camp, teens ages 13 to 18 will enjoy fun competitions while learning about the Word of God. Over the years, hundreds of kids have been reached with the gospel at summer camp. This is your opportunity to make summer meaningful and memorable for a teen in your life. The cost of summer camp is $150. If you'd like to donate a summer camp scholarship, you can do so by calling 813-884-4328 for more information.
Thanks for joining us on BibleLine. If you are in the area, we welcome you to visit us. The address for Calvary Community Church is 4811 George Road, Tampa, Florida, 33634. And now, a closing thought from Pastor Arnold.
Friend, one day it will happen. The trumpet will sound, and we will be changed, caught up to meet the Lord in the air. So live today and every day, believing that the Lord is coming soon, and just keep looking up.